Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today's episode is about lead nurturing and how to make it work without someone manually chasing every single prospect.
The article is called Lead Nurturing on Autopilot: How Smart Workflows Keep Prospects Engaged by Brett Allegre-Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And if you've ever had a lead go cold simply because nobody followed up in time, this article is speaking directly to that.
The uncomfortable starting point is that leads almost never convert on first contact. The gap between initial interest and a sale is filled with inconsistency. Missed emails, follow-ups that arrive 3 weeks too late, outreach that picks up from the wrong point because the history is scattered.
And that's the fragmented data problem. If a lead's contact history is spread across 5 different tools, the next person who speaks to them has no context. The conversation starts cold again.
So the core argument is that you need a CRM acting as your single source of truth. Every bot, every automation, every human agent consults the same record.
Right. And the article's definition of a smart workflow goes beyond a timed email sequence. It adapts to signals: engagement, intent, channel preference, purchase history. If someone replies on SMS, the email sequence pauses and the conversation routes to the right rep with full context attached.
That's the detail I kept coming back to. It's not just send email Monday, send email Friday. The workflow responds to what the person actually does.
The article walks through what this looks like end to end. Take a local franchise receiving leads through a web form, a Facebook ad, and inbound calls all at once.
3 channels, 3 different types of buyer, potentially.
The CRM captures all of them, deduplicates records, tracks the source. Then a conversation bot on the website runs a short qualification chat. If they'd rather call, an AI voice bot answers, captures the details, or books a callback with a salesperson.
So no lead is sitting there waiting for a human to notice them in a spreadsheet.
And based on their responses, they're assigned to different tracks. High-intent leads get a short sequence with direct sales contact. People still exploring get a content drip. Price-sensitive leads get tailored offers.
One message doesn't fit everyone, and the system handles that automatically.
Then there's the reactivation piece, which I think is underused by most small businesses. Contacts that go cold after initial engagement move into periodic reactivation sequences. The article specifically names database reactivation bots, automated messages that reintroduce offers and test whether interest is still there.
Right. And there's a reputation management side too. After a job is delivered, the system sends a review request automatically. If the sentiment is negative, it routes that into a private recovery workflow, rather than letting it land straight on Google.
Catching problems before they go public. Most businesses handle that manually, if at all.
All right. Here's the question a skeptical owner is going to ask. This sounds like enterprise-level software. Big budget, long implementation, specialist required.
The article addresses that directly. It says most organizations can go from planning to a live workflow in weeks, not months. Pre-built templates, drag-and-drop editors. In-house marketers can maintain and adjust without relying on external consultants.
Weeks is a strong claim.
It is, and it depends on starting with those pre-built templates rather than building everything from scratch. The best practices section is clear. Start with one priority funnel, not 10.
Map the customer journey for that funnel. Pick a template, connect your channels, run a pilot with a small group. The metrics the article highlights are response time, engagement rate by channel, conversion rate by nurture track, and reactivation success rate.
And because everything lives in one CRM, reporting is reliable and comparable across campaigns and locations. If you're running multiple sites, you can see performance across all of them in the same dashboard.
Which solves a real headache. Every location doing its own thing in its own spreadsheet is not a reporting system.
Not even close.
So, what's the single action for this week?
Pick one funnel where your follow-up is inconsistent right now. Write down what the ideal customer journey would look like. That's your brief. You don't need to automate everything to start. One funnel, measured properly, tells you where to go next.
And be honest about how many leads are going cold purely because nobody chased them. That number is your real starting point.
The key point from the article is that this is about augmenting what your team can do, not replacing them. Smart workflows handle the repetitive follow-up so your salespeople can focus on the conversations that actually close deals.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want a setup like this running in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit. You can book that on the site.
Worth doing.